Racing today in Queensland heads to the Sunshine Coast. Howard Walter has been through the form for us at the Sunshine Coast. Howard, good morning.
Hey, Brendan.
First leg of the quaddy is race number 4. Fillies and mares made in over 1,000. 3, 13, 15, 17 come out here. Ashina at $2.15. Star Project $4.40. Spill Queen $8. $10. Yazuli and then Dawn Colours at 10. They top the market with Tab Fixed Odds in race number 4. Who do we like here?
I like number 11, Oceana, or Ashina. I'm not sure how it's pronounced, but been all the rage since markets went up. Surprisingly, she went up $6. I'm not sure why, but she's now $2.15. Trialed once, good pace in her trial. Look, she was ridden along in the straight, but the winner of that trial was a horse called Glorious Ruby. Had 5 starts, 2 times a winner in metro races in Brisbane, and was yesterday placed at Eagle Farm, placed 2nd at $3. So that form line from that trial was outstanding. And the third horse, a stablemate called Brentwood, had already won a midweek Doomben Maiden. So in this sort of company, number 11, Oceana, should be very hard to beat. And the second favourite looks the obvious danger. This is a horse, number 5, Star Project. Was with Chris Waller in New South Wales. Now resumes at the Sunshine Coast for local stable Casey Fogden. This mare's had the 1 trial, led and won. The time was slow, but the jockey was as quiet as a church mouse, so it could have run quicker time. They are the 2 that stand out. Having said that, number 10, Madam Ava, you just have to include it. It's a first starter in the Stuart Kendricks stable, no public trials. But I could probably reel off 3 or 4 names if I'd spent the time looking back of horses Stuart Kendrick has had that have debuted friendless in the betting, no public trials, and won impressively. So you just have to put it in. Otherwise, number 9, Spill Queen, first up, wants more ground, but looks best of the rest. So it's a good race to start the quaddie, 11, 5, 10 and 9.
Race number 5, a class 4 over 1,600 metres. 7, 8 and 9 come out here. Fighting Commando, $2.40. Genuine L, $3.20. Whispered at 5, as is Bush, Bush I Do, Bushido, and then Don and Kim at 14.
Yeah, look, only the 6 runners after scratchings. I do keep coming back to the favourite, but I don't think it represents any value. Number 2, Fighting Commando, for obvious reasons. Going to find this easier than Doomben last start. 6 starts at the track for 3 wins. Regular rider, Minnette Kennedy aboard, takes the claim. There is some other pace in the race, just the same. Number 1, Whispered will be suited by that. It's placed 4 or 5 this time in. Was galloped on last start, so you can forgive the 5th. The good pace on will help. Number 4, Genuine Owl, which is 2nd favourite. Locally trained, won 2 or 4 at the at this time in, I should say. His wins have been over 1,300 and 1,400. He's on trial at the distance, so that's the unknown. And they could run along here. And then number 6, Don and Kim. It's the value in the race, I think, Brendan. It's $14. Had 3 starts from a spell. And just looking back at the replays, he's definitely racing his way into fitness. Was out of a very strong form race at Ipswich first up since run 4th and 3rd. Could run on and win. 2-1-4-6.
2-1-4-6, race 5, race number 6 of class 1, 1,800 the trip. Number 11 is the scratching here. Galaxy Valley's a favourite for Andrew Mallion and Chris Lees, $2.20. Chalimo at $2.50, Rise and Shine 5, and then they go out to double figures. Radical Spirit, best of the rest at 18.
Yeah, they're giving nothing away here. I'm going with number 9, Galaxy Bell. It looks to be a 3-horse race, and these 3 horses all met at Doomben last start, and Galaxy Bell finished behind the other 2. Meets them both better at the weights. The reasons I'm going to give Galaxy Bell another chance. 2 starts ago, Grafton 1,700, won as easy as you like. The official margin was 4.7 lengths, just far too good. Then went to Doomben, up to 2,060, smaller track, and was never in the race. So I just think back to 1,800, back on a big track, and Andrew Mallion back in the saddle because he got the mare to run 2 starts ago. So on top, ahead of number 1, Chalimo. Locally trained. It's hard. It's had every chance last start's what I'm trying to say, but it does meet the 9 2 kilos worse for just 1 length. And then number 5, Rise and Shine. Beat them both home last start, but it's the one going up the most in weights, going up 70 kgs, had 52 last start. So 9, 1 and 5, very hard to make a case for anything else. I'll put number 7 in for 4th, Craig Lee. Clinkers was a surprise winner last start. A little bit lucky to win, but at the same time, it was no fluke. It really tried its heart out leading throughout. 9-1-5-7.
Race number 7 is a 68 over 1,200 metres. Scratchings here are 1, 4, 5, 6 and 10. Tab fixed odds favourite Aquajack at 270. King Ragnar at $4. Liability at $7.50. Rachetti at $8. Out to $8.50. El Coyote.
Look, many of these are overdue and none more so than my selection, number 9, King Ragnar. He hasn't won for 832 days, but I just think this race sets up so well. From his trained on the track, done the bulk of his racing here, all his successes here. His latest two starts, second and Mort Doyle in a 1,000-metre race, beaten half a length. That's good form. Mort Doyle's hard to beat at home. And then he ran third to Charlie Sveen, which led all the way. He missed the kick, got well back, ran on strong. Up to 1,200 suits, there is speed on elsewhere. So I just can see King Ragnar running on well. Number 13, Trust and Aloha, an $11 chance. First up, no trials. Yet to win fresh, but latest three first up. Two length fourth, one length fourth, one length second. Speed on, rail and the true. Wouldn't surprise me if Trust and Aloha ran on strongly fresh. Otherwise, number 12, Aquajack, too short for mine. It's favourite at 270. It's racing well without winning, suited by the track and distance, but there is on-pace opposition to soften it. And then number 7, El Coyote, very hard to assess this horse at the moment. Now in its fifth stable, resumed for Chris Maher, unplaced at Eagle Farm, but you put a line through most horses when they fail at Eagle Farm at the moment, and you know, I just think it could easily improve on a different track. But it is very much take on Trust, having said that. 9, 13, 12 and 7.
Best Valley Quaddie play for the Sunshine Coast, please, Howard.
Best for the day, race 6, number 9, Galaxy Bell. Best value, race 7, number 9, King Ragnar. A Quaddie, 5, 10, 11, into 1, 2, 4, 6, into 1, 5, 9, into 7, 9, 12, 13. Struggled with the play of the day today, small fields, only 7 races, so I'm suggesting the treble because there is some value in those last 3 legs, so I'll just repeat the treble today, 1, 2, 4, 6, 1, 5, 9, 7, 9, 12, 13.
Best of luck today, Howard.